This is Champion Fitness for your motivational, fitness, and nutrition needs. This is what we do.
Welcome, all my top tier titans across the globe. You're tuned into JMB Fitness Radio, and it's episode 49. Yes, 49, almost breaking that 50 mark. I know it's been a minute since episode 48, the previous, but that's irrelevant. You're tuned into your boy now, giving you it real, raw, unscripted, unrehearsed, letting it just flow, trying to deliver those mental jewels to you guys. If it's, you know, the fitness aspect, if it's the physical, the mental, the spiritual, or just, you know, talking crap per se. Nah, but trying to give you guys a little inspiration and inspiring word today. I really wanted to record something yesterday, but I did drop the ball on that. That's why I always tell you guys too, you know, journaling and goal setting and stuff, having a little pocketbook with you and things of that nature, jotting ideas down when they flow. Don't lose those ideas. Don't let them slip through the crevices. All it takes is one idea that could just set your life in a total different direction, man. It really can. So don't let go of any ideas that slip your head. So that's why I'm big on writing them down, because you sometimes you go through things and like, oh man, yeah, and then it just sets a wildfire of ammunition of you know, motivation or inspiration and going in a certain direction. But today, guys, I got a lot of big decisions coming up in my life. And again, like I said, I always tell you guys, I don't like to preach anything I don't practice myself. So, you know, I do have a few things that's coming up, and I'm sitting there and I'm listening, you know, some wise words, you know, yesterday morning before going into my nice and early 3 a.m. morning pump sessions, how we do it. But just understanding that time doesn't wait. I know it sounds so simple and sounds so stupid. He's like, you guys are probably like, what is he talking about right now? But understand that there's so much value in time, man. And I think sometimes we let that slip, that we don't really understand that so much. And I'm like, you know, while I'm looking over to certain people and realizing how much time people consume as far as just like browsing on their Facebook or social media in general, I think it's technology in general a lot of times, and how one thing leads into another, because, you know, you click on this link and then you go into your email and then it's a Facebook message and you click in there, then you're checking this update and just basically, and it's not even, it's just filling you with like bullshit, pardon my French, but just nothing that's really elevating you to your higher potential per se. You know, obviously, again, I say it's the gift and the curse with the social media aspect, and that, you know, as far as it could be a very helpful tool, but could it be a very demonish tool? And I believe that, you know, more times than none, it's really just filled with bull crap. Like, who really cares you're sitting down at Starbucks with your Frappuccino? How is that benefiting me? I understand that, you know, it's Facebook's that social media thing where you're sharing your thoughts per se or whatever it is, but how is it elevating you? All right. Who effing cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, but again, just realizing like a lot of times, why you're killing time when you don't even maybe recognize that, but why you're killing time, time is killing you. And I know that could sound harsh or whatever, but that's the gist of it though, guys. Like when you're sitting there and you're using your time to scroll through, and if you, I don't know how many times I could count that I could look over and people are checking or whatever doing there, but you know, 1 minute leads into 2 minutes, 2 minutes leads into 5 minutes, and it's like a correlation that all of a sudden you're on nothing that's elevating you or inspiring you for the next 10 to 15 minutes, and you're doing that 5 to 10 times a day. You just lost like 2 hours out your day, like it or not, that you say that I don't have enough time. Right, because that's always the excuse I get from a lot of people, even with like the fitness aspect and the training aspect, that I don't have the time. You know, it's like you spend so much time basically killing yourself because you're not realizing that time is actually just it's ticking, you're aging, and you're dying basically, and you can't buy time back. That's what we understand, but I don't think we fully value that, and understanding that this is one shot you got. You know, it's like always making the rational decision when it's too late. You know, like, oh man, I should have, you know, I knew I should have did that type of deal. It's always, I should have, you know, and letting that time pass type of deal. And then making a wise decision to try to cram so much in a short amount of period of time. Like, no, do it now, man. Use every second, minute that you have breathing. Use it wisely, man. Use it. I'm going to forewarn you guys. I'm going to get a little aggressive, man. I'm going to, and I apologize if any vulgar language comes out. But like I said, this is real and raw, guys. And I want you to understand that time is so precious, man. You know, it honestly is. And we sit there and bullshit around with, you know, things that are continuing just being detrimental to our health. And necessarily, when I say health, I don't mean just like physical. I mean the mental, so much more the mental aspect of it. Because again, the body follows the mind. I can't stress that enough, man. And if you're not right upstairs, the body's not going to go, it's not going to go know which way to go. Point blank, period. And I want you to understand, you got to use your time wisely, man. You got to use it to elevate you and propel you in the direction that you want to exceed to be in, to where you see your future, to where you see your destiny. Design your destiny. Understand that your inner world, what you're thinking, right? The visions that you portray in your head, right, is a reflection that what your outer world will be. So your inner world is a direct reflection of what your outer world will be. You got to be, again, it's understanding that you got to be cautious of the mental pictures that you paint in your head. You know, so continue to watch what you're sitting there and you're using your time doing. Understand, I'm not saying don't enjoy yourself. I'm not saying that. But when you're occupying yourself with stuff that's totally irrelevant and you're letting it consume you, type of deal of what Susie, right, is doing, like, who effing cares what she's doing? You're putting so much tension in that, and like it or not, you're letting her take the upper hand on you. Because now she has control of your life because you're paying so much attention to what Susie's doing at Starbucks. Start using your time wisely, man. I can't stress that enough. Continue to go after your goals, man. Set the tone, set expectations, right? It's the death of procrastination. Continue to kill procrastination. Own the day. Prepare the day. Plan the day. Have a set regimen. Know what you want to achieve and what you want to accomplish. Preparation is key. I always like to go back to, you know, the fitness aspect as far as, you know, like for myself when competing, doing the physique and, you know, getting to that pro level, getting my pro card, what it took to get there. You know, this is just a small essence, but I believe it's a correlation of just life in general of as far as achieving something and, you know, practicing patience and persistence and preparation. All these things played hand in hand to achieving that level of success. And again, it's principles that we'll dive deeper into, but definitely preparation was a main aspect of that, and having a plan for the day, right? The meals were prepped out, the supplements were prepped out, I knew what my plan was as far as training goes, you know, but it was just that much crucial when you're in that type of tier, when you're at that status of having a formulated regimen, of being prepared, not missing a meal, not skipping a supplement. Understand that the same aspect goes to going towards your goals, man. Going towards your dreams. Don't. The last thing you want to do, right, is be on your deathbed and start saying, I wish I'd done this. I wish this, you know. It's not like you never, the last thing you're really going to say is anything about regrets, like you regret something per se. It's going to be more or less the things you wish you did do. The things you wish you went after. Start living like a lion and stop being a gazelle. All right? Separate yourself from the herd. Hunt your dreams. Run them down. Tackle them. Kill them, man. Kill on sight. Have the day planned out, guys. Stop bullshitting around with your bomb bombs and your Instagram account on your hand 24/7, and start taking steps towards things that's going to propel you and elevate you. And again, social media could be definitely a good gift, and I think we're going to kind of talk on that in general, but at the same time, I think it's a lot more detrimental than it is doing beneficial, even though, believe me, I do believe there's definitely an upside to it as far as even just staying positive with certain people you follow or developing a business and doing a lot of networking through it. But I think more or less than none, though, there's so much just fudge in there and fluff. But, you know, just be cautious of what you're doing, though. Even if it's setting a time limit that, you know, I'm going to check it, you know, at this time, and I'm going to check it at this time at night or whatever. I'm going to post at this time and that time or whatever it is. But I think, again, it's all about being regimented, man. So just understand, though, while you're killing time, time is killing you, man. So don't give me the excuse that you don't got time to give the most important thing in your life attention, and that's your health. Don't tell me you don't got 30 minutes to go train. Alright? Don't tell me that. No excuses, only solutions is the motto. Stop bullshitting around and get to it. Alright? Have your day planned, have a structured. Alright? This is wartime, man. Treat every day like it's war, man. Attack it. Attack your goals. Attack your dreams. Don't be denied. I could keep on rambling on, guys. I could just keep on flowing. But I gotta cut it short. I'm gonna do a YouTube video though. And probably dig deeper though. And also, you know, we're gonna dig more into the principal aspects of breaking down all the P's and stuff in that nature. But just that thought kind of flowed through my head yesterday, as far as just really understand the value of time, man. And I know a lot of times we understand that, but coming from an outside voice and hearing it from somebody else sometimes just relights that factor. So use your day. Don't let the day use you. Own it. Alright? Check out the website, guys. www.jmb4/fitness.com. T-shirts are up, guys. Hoodies are available too, men's, women's, we have them all. Just hoodies are actually not on the site yet though. If you want to email me directly, info@jmb4/fitness.com, just let me know your size, obviously, male or female. I probably could tell by the name, but just let me know the size, and I'll get that shipped out to you ASAP. Shaker cups are up, meal plans are live, they're loaded. I know the spring season is coming, so competition season's around the corner again too, guys. Come get expert advice from your boy, and we'll keep you guys rolling, keep you guys shredding, keep you guys sculpting that physique, that dream physique that you wanted. And again, any questions, any concerns, you guys need a little advice, feel free, hit me up, info@jambi4/fitness.com. Make sure you follow us, guys. All the links are on the site. But I appreciate the love, the support. We're going to keep on banging you in the head nonstop. It's like that monkey with the little tangerine. Bang, 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 bang. All right? We're going to keep on feeding those mental jewels, though, guys. Until next time, though, I'm out. Peace, love, and deuces.
Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who.